Hey guys, so today we're going to be doing depression, and so far we've done fighting anger, pressure, bullying, anxiety, and today we're doing depression. Now, who wants to guess who our superhero is? Iron Man! And so here's the trailer for Iron Man 3. Okay, so in the beginning of Iron Man, we see that Tony Stark is suffering from depression. Despite having saved the world with the Avengers and he's got all the money in the world, you expect him to be a really happy guy. He's got an amazing girlfriend, Pepper Potts, but he's still really depressed. He has panic attacks, he has nightmares, he has terrors, he can't sleep. And he's got two villains who are after him. He's got the Mandarin and he's got Aldrich Killian, a scientist. And then his friend gets into a coma after a terrorist attack. His girlfriend is kidnapped and tortured. His Malibu mansion is blown to pieces. It's really going rough for him right now at this point. And so we don't know what is going to happen to him next. And will he seek help from his friends? Well, at the end of the movie, you find out what actually happens. And he overcomes depression at the end of the movie.
So first, I think a lot of us just need to understand what depression is. And by definition, depression is a severe to prolonged feeling of low spirit and sadness. It affects how a person feels, behaves, and thinks. How do we identify depression? These are just some of the symptoms. There can be different things. It varies from person to person, but these are some of the main ones. Persistent sadness. The person is sad for most of the time in their life. You know, it's seldom that they're happy. They're not doing things that make them happy anymore. They change in appetite. The person's either going to start eating a lot or they starve themselves and their eating habits change. So everything, their lifestyle pretty much changes. Difficulty sleeping. The person might have, they might have insomnia during the whole night because they're thinking of all their problems, whatever, whatever. And then constant irritability. Sorry. When the person's constantly irritated, you know, they don't want to talk to people. They snap back at you when you talk to them and they're just really not nice to talk to sometimes. They have problem concentrating. So at school, at work, you know, in the things that they might do, they're not concentrating because they focus on all the things that are occupying their minds. And then tendency to isolation. The person's going to withdraw themselves from the world. They're not going to want to participate in things they used to participate in, you know, before they were depressed, you know, and they don't want to be involved with other people. They just want to be alone. And then lack of enjoyment, things that they used to enjoy before, you know, their hobbies or being with friends or whatever they used to do that they used to really, really love, they can't find enjoyment anymore and everything that they do is just depressed and they're just sad about everything. So we're just going to play a short video to introduce depression to you guys.
Okay, so now depression is one of those things that have no set cause. There's various causes for depression and they affect different people differently. So it all depends on who you are as a person. One of the factors is genes. So depression can be passed on through genes. So if depression runs in your family, then you're more likely to become depressed because you have the gene for it. But it doesn't mean that you will become depressed. It just means that you have a higher chance of becoming depressed. There's also brain chemistry. So it all works with the neurotransmitters in your brain and how they affect your mood, and they regulate all mood swings and everything. So if you're depressed, you have a lack of those, so your mood changes more drastically and you become sadder and you're unable to enjoy things as other people are. As well as medical conditions. So when people get treated for certain conditions, they tend to have their hormones changed. So the hormones that regulate their moods and their feelings and emotions, those change and they may cause you to become depressed because you can't be happy because of all your hormone changes. Also your social environment. So if you're surrounded by negativity, unhappiness, anger, fighting, or anything like that, that will cause you to become depressed because you're surrounded by terrible things. And so it all depends on what's around you that will affect you as well. And also a very strange one, an unusual one, is daylight and seasons. And it all has to do with melatonin and serotonin. And so when there's more daylight, there is more serotonin. Less daylight, less daylight, more melatonin. Weird words to remember. Okay. So, for example, people who live in places like England where there's barely any sunlight and it's all gloomy and cloudy, they're more likely to become depressed because there's less sunlight, which means there's less serotonin. which means they're unable to be happy. Also, life events. So things that happen in your life, changing schools, pets dying, family issues, anything like that that may happen that will affect you. So it doesn't mean that if someone passes away, you obviously going to become depressed. All depends on how you take things in life. And then as well as your outlook on things. So if you see the glass as half empty or half full, that's going to determine whether you become depressed or not. Because if you see the glass as half empty, it means that you have a negative outlook on life. And having a negative outlook on life will draw you to become more depressed because you think negatively, so you are unable to actually enjoy life the way you should. Also, another shocking thing is that a lot of people become depressed. It's not the usual people you think of, but examples of celebrities are Owen Wilson, Jim Carrey, Brad Pitt, Halle Berry, and most recently, Robin Williams. Someone who's supposed to be one of the happiest and funniest people in the world suffered from depression.
So a lot of things I think, as Christians seem to think, is that like we can't be depressed, but it's actually not true, because the devil targets the strongest people, and the strongest people are the people that are under God and under his wing. So yes, whether you're Christian or not, you can get depressed, and depression is very indiscriminate and it can attack anyone. Can you please just like turn to the person next to you or the three people in your group and just share like something that's made you sad recently, be it this week, today, last month, and it's just been really on your heart?
Okay, so depression is a very big thing in everyone's life. So we're going to look at how do we fight depression. Okay, so now quickly we have a video from Iron Man. So how do we fight depression? Okay, the first step to fighting depression is writing everything down. So take time by yourself and get a journal out and just write down how you feel and why you think you might be feeling that way, because that's a good way to start so that you can just have an idea of what may be causing you to feel that way. And then every day, just keep writing it down and then look back each day just to see how far you've come, if you're still feeling the same way, and try to find like a common link.
And then secondly, speak to the Father. And I think, as we know, God can redeem you from everything and God controls everything. So especially like, you know, what happens in your life and all. So speaking to him who has control over your life is the best person, because he's your creator. He created you. And so praying, you know, speaking to him every day, helping you to guide him, asking for guidance and protection and strength to go through every day is the best way, honestly. And then we have a Bible verse here, and it says, yeah, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So don't ever feel abandoned or anything like that. Just know that God will always be with you, especially if you're feeling down. And it's often we feel like that, you know, when we're going through tough times in our lives and we're sad, that God is, you know, so distant from us. And he actually isn't. He's very, very close to us, and he doesn't want to see us sad and brokenhearted or anything like that. So never feel abandoned and alone.
And then the next step is to read the word. The only way you can fight the darkness from the devil is to know the light and get light into your life. And the best way to get light into your life is to read the word. Find out what God has to say to you. And then the Bible verse for that. Pretty long, but yeah, here it goes. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him. So shall your offspring be without weakening in his faith. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. And so with that, it's all about reading the word, getting to know what God wants in your life. So if you read the word, because you can't exactly have a one-on-one conversation with God because he's not here with us. But, you know, he's not like in front of you. So if you just read the word, and then God will send you messages through the word, and you can like pick up what God has in store for your life.
And then next, I know we all deal with problems differently, but speaking to someone is always so, so, so helpful, because the more you bottle things up, the more things build on, you know, one event happens and then you build on to the next one, and then eventually you reach a point where you're like, where did this all even begin? So as problem comes, you need to actually deal with them. You need to talk to someone, because it's always helpful, because you never know what that person has been through. Maybe they've been through the same situation and they can help you go through it, you know, deal with it and let it pass, you know what I mean? And I think you guys have been blessed with such an amazing church community and, you know, fellow friends in church, you know, pastors, you know, leaders, and, you know, you can always approach with any problem that you might have. No one's going to turn you away or laugh at you with whatever problem you're having with, you know, so just go to someone, talk to them, you know, someone will always be willing to listen, always. And the Bible verse we have here is, when they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. So it's just about being there for someone else. Even if it's just sitting next to them and spending time with them, you guys don't have to talk. You guys can do, it's just someone, it's always helpful knowing that someone is always going to be there for you and is always willing to listen, always going to have a shoulder to cry on, no matter what.
And then the next step is to do happy stuff. So this is basically, if you're someone who loves sports, or if you love art, or listening to music, or singing, or dancing, just get back into that. So go back and play sports, go take a jog, go swimming, go out and have fun with friends, go listen to your music, go sing, go dance, go paint, go draw, just do things that used to make you happy before you became depressed. Just find those little things that will bring your spirits up and just help you cope day to day.
And then next, living with positivity. And I think, as Vicky said earlier on, if you see, you can't look at the glass as half empty all the time. You need to, every situation that you approach in life, be it good or bad, you need to approach it with positivity, because that's the only way that your attitude is going to change and you're going to overcome this depression. You need to surround yourself with positive people, because the more, if you're going to surround yourself with sad people and people that are going to bring you down all the time, then your depression isn't going to get any better, you know what I mean? So you need to live with positivity, and the glass needs to be half full. And the Bible verse we have here is, "You, Lord, are my lamp. You turn my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against the troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except for our God?" So just, I think that verse just clearly states how powerful God is and how he can change our life in such remarkable ways, and how he'll never ever leave you in the darkness, and how he will always lead you to the light, and how he's just perfect, and he always has a plan for you, and his plan was never for you to be depressed. And then, so that's, to sum it up, how do we fight depression? Write that down, speak to the Father, pray, read the word, talk to someone, do happy stuff, and live with positivity. And then we have your worksheet that we're going to go through with you guys as Vicky hands it out. Okay, so the first point there, it says there, what do you think is making you depressed? Generally, there is a key event or something that you can pinpoint that makes you depressed, or that has been making you depressed in the past few months or whatever the case may be. And you can always go back to it and find it, because sometimes, as I said, some of these things just build on and on and on top of one another, and eventually you reach a point where you're like, how did this all begin? So you have to, well, go write, even if you have to write things down, things that are making you sad, go write them down and find out what's making you depressed. And then draw, what are the key events, positive or negative, in your life? Draw them on a timeline. So just on a timeline, write down all the things that are making me happy currently and all the things that are making you sad. And then from that, just draw from it what's making you more depressed and what's actually the root of all this depression that you're under. And then it says they talk. What are the areas in your life where you feel powerless or hopeless? Generally in our lives, we have a lot of phases and factors in our lives, and some situations that we go through are really hopeless and we feel like, okay, I have no faith when it comes to the situation. So just, even if you have to write those down, also just to identify them, you know, what are these areas in my life that are making me feel powerless and hopeless and faithless and not believe in God anymore, and then just work on them, because those are the ones that are bringing you down. And then act. Can you create a plan of action to deal with your feelings of powerlessness? So once you identify all these things, where your depression is coming from, where the areas in your life that need help, create a plan of action. Be like, okay, if this is making me negative, I need to change this. If it means, okay, I need to start jogging or whatever the case may be, then you can start doing that. Or I need to stop talking to so-and-so because they are bringing me down every day, then so be it. But you need to have a plan of action, because the only way you're going to deal with it and go through this depression is if you act on it. Because if you leave it there, it's just going to pull you down and more and more and more down. And then we have a video next, a little bit of an encouraging video. Oh, never mind. Wait.
Sorry. I just want to share something about depression quickly that's a bit personal to me, because with depression, I've had a lot of friends who face depression, and then I myself have had a stage where I was feeling a bit depressed. And with depression, the way that it gets you is it starts off really, really small. It starts off slight where you wake up one day and you're just like, I'm not feeling so well today. I'm feeling tired. I don't feel like doing this. And slowly you start drawing back from hanging out with friends, doing things that make you happy, participating in school events or events that your friends are going to or anything like that. And you just start to slowly isolate yourself and you slowly just like become yourself and you don't want to talk to anyone. When someone asks you how you are, you're just like, no, I'm fine. I'm just feeling a bit tired. And that's how it all starts. You know, that's how it started with me as well. I was just like, no, I'm not feeling so well today. Just a bit tired. And it starts off with 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and eventually becomes about 2 weeks, and then it gets worse and worse, and it becomes a couple of months, and then it leads into a couple of years. And then when you look back, you notice that you've been depressed for a really long time, and you've never really thought about it. And that's because people generally don't know that they're depressed until it's a bit too late. And so whenever you feel like, okay, I'm not feeling so well today, just try to figure out what's going on in your life, because you don't want to reach the point where there's no going back. And so we just have an encouraging video to play.
We all desperately want to be happy. And like Will Smith portrayed, happiness isn't guaranteed. We have to pursue it. And I'd like to live in a world where happiness is as easy as buying a soda in a vending machine, but it's harder than that. Unlike a math test, there's no right answer when it comes to depression. But I know what it feels like. And it's more than just not being happy. It's like you can't bring yourself to be happy. You look at the things that you once really loved and enjoyed and you just can't find enjoyment in them anymore. Sometimes you can't eat, sometimes you can't sleep, and sometimes you can't even move. And then your friends get mad at you because you don't go out as often or you don't want to respond to text messages. You just can't hold a conversation and suddenly you're the problem, you're the downer. And you really want to. You really want to. You really want to go out to the bar and you really want to go out and have fun, but your body just doesn't allow you to. As if something inside you is just forcing you to be down. Like that's the normal thing to do and everybody else just doesn't get it. And it's not that you ignore people because you don't like them. It's just you don't want to go through the same conversation over and over again. Want to go out? No, I'm not feeling that well. Why? What's wrong? What can I do to help? And that's the problem. You don't even know what you want. You don't even know what's gonna make you feel better. You just feel trapped. And then what doesn't help is the people trying to tell you how to feel, or what to feel, or giving you solutions that you know aren't gonna work. And they get frustrated because they wanna help you, but they can't. And the words that made you feel this way, the words that make you hate the person that you are, just get louder. And all within a matter of moments, it feels like you're drowning. And outside, there's just so much light and everything is so bright and you just wish that somebody could just dim the lights, please. You try to ask yourself what happened between now and then, but sometimes there is no explanation. You could have everything you want in the world and still feel like you have nothing. Depression is indiscriminate. It doesn't matter how much or how little you have in your life, it can find you. And now supposedly we lost Robin Williams. I don't know if it's accurate that he took his own life or that the cause was depression, but if it was, it just proves that one of the funniest men in the entire world could not defeat the monster that is depression. It's not a joke. Look, the only reason I know how this feels is because I've been there, I've lost a best friend to it, and back then I was ignorant to the feeling. I tried to ask him what he needed from me, but he didn't know. And yeah, I got frustrated because I couldn't help the person that I cared about. And then when I figured it out, it was too late. But if I could go back and have one more conversation with him before he did it, this is what I would say. I'm not a miracle worker and I can't promise you much. I can't make the words go away. I can't make you love yourself. I can't give you an appetite to eat and I can't just magically make you sleep. I can't turn back time and magically explain what happened between now and then. I know there's a lot of light outside and I can't dim the lights, but I've got a room we can hide in. And anything you need outside, I could bring it to you. I can't turn down the volume and I know the outside world gets really loud, but we can close the windows. What I can do is I can wait right here with you until you're ready. We can talk all day or I could just sit here and be silent. I could be across the room or I could be right next to you. We could play Mario Party or listen to music. You can use my face to practice your makeup, or if you want to hit something, just nod my face because you just did my makeup. We can do whatever you want. Just as long as you know that when we leave this room and we re-enter the world, we're gonna do it together. And I'm not going anywhere. Called off work, told my friends I couldn't kick it. I brought some movies, my laptop, some video games. I've got entertainment, or I could just sit here and talk to you. It doesn't matter what we're doing. But throughout the duration of you feeling this way, I'm gonna be right here until you feel better. And when you're ready, you and I will re-enter the world together. Okay? Just before you do anything, you let me know. I'll see you guys.
So depression is also one of those things where there's like sort of like different types of depression, from like really, really mild depression, so like normal sadness that you know I feel every day, to like extreme depression that makes you almost like literally crazy and you need to be like, you know, going to like mental institutions and all that. And I think that, as the guy said, like, depression is very indiscriminate. It doesn't matter. It can attack you at any time, you know, at any day. And the, you know, it's so important to deal with it. It's so important to deal with situations as they come, you know. And so even if it's the slightest, smallest thing that's making you sad, you need to share it with someone, or you need to find something else that makes you happier in that moment, because things can build on. And the more they build on, you know, the more you're going to the more frustrated you're going to feel. And that's when things like depression lead. And depression leads to things like suicide, as all, you know, as we all know. And that's just like a really, really horrible thing that we don't want to happen. And as I, like, you know, as I said earlier, like, you guys have been blessed with such an amazing community. And I think all of us have a friend or a mother or a sibling or someone who we can share this with, because we need to act on it, you know what I mean? And if you don't act on it, then it's only gonna get worse. And that's, as I said, that's not what God wanted for you. So you need to really, really, really need to deal with it. So I think something positive. I think if you could turn to your neighbor and tell them something that made you happy this week, for a change. Something that made you happy, something that made you smile. And then if maybe your partner has something, like, you know, that wants you to pray for them for something, you know, that's making them sad, or whatever the case may be, or something that's bugging you at the current moment, just ask, you know, just tell them what it is, and, you know, just ask them if they could just pray for you for 2 minutes. I think we, just to, like, sort of, like, finish off whatever, there's a Bible verse here, and it says here, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And I think it's just such an amazing thing to know that God is present in all our lives, and He only wants the best for us. He has such amazing plans for us, only to prosper us, to make us prosper and not to destroy us in any way. And I think that you just need to acknowledge God's presence in your life, and you need to ask Him for the strength and the power to fight whatever situation that you're going through at all times. And I think also, yeah, God is just amazing. So His presence in our lives is just amazing. So as long as He's there, you can go through anything. Oh, we've got happy bands. So we're going to hand out bands. They're in bright colors. And I think just wear it on your hand. And I think they just remind you to find something to be happy about every day. And I think, I don't know if you guys, you guys have probably seen it. Listen. But there's that 100 happy days thing that people do. And I think it's really awesome, because it forces you to find something that's happy, that's happened in your day. And it just makes you, yeah, it helps you have a positive outlook. I'm on day 22. Are we on day 22? I really am. Okay, so CK just wants to share something with us quickly, so I'm going to hand over to you.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, your stories seem more interesting than mine, so maybe I should first the microphone round. I just want to quickly share a personal story of mine. Depression for me, don't worry, I'm not depressed, in case you're wondering. Up until recently, I'd had no frame of reference about depression or people who are depressed or anything like that. A very good friend of mine, we've been friends since we were kids. We were in a Bible study together for about 5-6 years, and then I moved and came here, and she moved to England to do her undergrad, where she did very well. She's a lawyer. Then she moved to the States about 2 years later, and she got a master's in divinity there, also top of her class. Then she moved back home, and she needed to settle back into being home and just finding a job and all of that, and it was just 2 years of madness. So about 2-3 years ago, I got an email from her when I was here, and it was just this whole spiel of how she'd been going through a hard time, and she was diagnosed with depression. And at the time, I was like, what? Depression is a diagnosis first? So it was a huge surprise for me, because I'd never known anyone who'd experienced it. And even as I read the email and I was like, I'm sorry, and I responded, I didn't know how to connect with her, because for me, it was still, what do you do when someone tells you they're depressed? Like, okay. So she'd gone to the doctor, and she actually was on medication, and she's been on medication for a while now. And when I saw her last year, I was like, I'm sorry, I don't get it. Please explain it to me. And she actually explained the process to me, and it kind of helped me understand how she got to that point. And thank God she got help. And I got an email from her this past week. She's getting married in January. And her email was, she's finally been able to start weaning off the drugs. So she's coming off the drugs that she's been on. And by the end of the year, she'll be depression-free and free from medication as well, which I think is a big deal. And for me, the lesson was just to be able to identify, because I lived in this cocoon and I lived in this little hole where I thought depression happens to those people. You know, she's someone who was from a very stable family. Her father is actually a reverend from one of her churches back home. And she's someone you'd look at and you wouldn't expect her to be depressed. And that's why it was so shocking for me to discover this. And so I think my encouragement to you guys is everything these guys have said, that it's very real, and don't ignore the symptoms. It could just start with you feeling sad about something. Find someone, talk to them. Actually take practical steps, and they've given us very practical steps. Write it down. It could be just an overwhelming emotional sense and you don't know what to do about it. So take action. You don't want to get to the point where you have to go see a doctor or something worse is going to happen. We never want you to be in a position where you feel like there's no help. There's a lot of people here who can help you. Mark, Debbie, Tabile, the reason we're all here is to help you talk through it, to help you get through whatever it is that you're struggling with, whether at school, whether at home. So feel free to talk to us. And well done to you guys for sharing such a powerful message. And I encourage you, even now, if you just feel like you need prayer, you don't have to be depressed. The idea is for us to equip you so that you can go help out your friends and help out the people around you to do the same thing. And so that you have success stories. Like, I'm so excited that my friend's not going to be on the medicine anymore, because it's just, that for me is God. Like, there's no way to explain that. And so there is a solution. Never feel like you're stuck and there's no solution. There's always a way out.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you, CK. And yeah, so just remember that you're not alone, and there's a lot of people here to help you. You have an awesome, you've been blessed with such an amazing church community, and don't ever feel like you're alone. Vicky's going to close in prayer now.
Dear God, we pray that the message that's been shared today, Father God, that it touches the hearts that it's meant to touch, Father God. And we pray that what we've learned today, we can go out and share with people who may be feeling depressed, Father God, and that it can help us in every situation that we may be facing, Father God, that we don't just ignore all those small symptoms, Father God, but we take it into heart, Father God, and we take action for everything that's going on, Father God. We just pray that you be with us, Father God, and we pray that you never leave us, Father God. We know you won't, but help us remember that at all times, Father God. We just pray that you just be with us throughout this week with everything that's going on. We just pray that you help us keep us calm, put a peace in our hearts, Father God. Pray this in your amazing name. Amen.